Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And it occurred to me that I haven't done many single episodes recently, so solo episodes without a guest. And that's something that I want to get back to a bit more because in the past, that's all I ever did. And then I found a lot of interesting people to speak with and we've had some really good conversations. And I'm going to continue doing that because I want to bring you voices from different parts of the language industry, other industries where people are working with multiple languages and who have stories to share. So there'll still be some more of those. But I also want to come back and take the time to share with you what's happening in English with Kirsty, what I'm working on, and some things that might be able to help you as well. So more kind of tips and ideas, what's working in my language training sessions and also what's working for me, because I am also a language learner and I have a journey of language discovery to talk about as well, and I want to share some of that with you as well because I think it could be helpful. So before I tell you about what's going on, what the latest thing is at English with Kirsty, I wanted to go back to something we were talking about in episode 245. So if you haven't listened to that, then it's a good interview. We're talking about our voice and using our voice and discovering our voice. I was speaking with a voice coach. So our voice is such a powerful tool and it's important to think about how we can develop it. But I also wanted to come back to this point about voice because when I talk about our voice and discovering our voice and using our voice, I'm not really talking about our physical voice. That's just part of it. And it's an important part too, because if you don't speak clearly, it's difficult for people to understand you. If you're too quiet, if you're too fast, then of all these things play a role in terms of how well you're understood. But for me, our voice is also what we communicate. So not the physical voice that we have, but what people hear when we speak. So how we convey our ideas and what we say to people and how much of what's going on in our head comes out. Sometimes it's better that certain things don't come out, but sometimes there can be more of a disconnection when you're using another language, and that's something that I'm really keen to work with people on because I've seen the benefits for myself. So now with German, for example, I feel more like myself when I speak German, and it's easier to build relationships with people. It's easier to get to know people and for them to get to know me because I'm being more authentic. And the same with Romanian. Before I recorded this podcast episode, I've just been speaking to someone in Romanian. And I was looking around for words a bit because we were talking about some business topics, but I was able to convey my message and to be more me. And that's something that isn't there with Portuguese yet because I haven't been doing it for long enough. But I do believe it will come. But I really understand the benefits of being yourself more. And this is something that I do on one of my courses. It's a little exercise that we do. And I thought I would share it with you here as well. To think of how you are or how your friends would describe you. Not, you know, what do you do or what your physical characteristics are. But like what kind of person you are. How they would describe the way you talk or the way you behave or the way you come across, and to think about how you would describe yourself as well. And then to think about this in your other languages. So in English, if you're learning English, or in another language, if you're learning another language, because it's like every language that we speak gives us access to another part of our personality. Sometimes we say it's like different personalities come out, or we access certain parts of our personalities more in the other languages. And we've had this discussion before, you know, sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes you can really get to explore parts of your personality and that's really cool. Other times we feel a bit restricted and we don't feel like we can fully be ourselves in English. So once you've done the first exercise, it's like, think about that in English too. How do you come across in English? Like, what are the differences between the way you communicate in your first language and the way you communicate in a language that you want to learn? And what would have to change to bring those two a bit closer together? What would have to be different? What would you need to work on? Or what's stopping you from being the version of you that you really are? And I think we discover new things about ourselves every day. So like it's not a fixed thing. We're always changing and growing. It's good if we are. It's not good to stay in the same place. So yeah, what would need to change for you to really be yourself more in another language? And how can you get there? Maybe that's something you need some help with. Maybe that's something you can do on your own. You think, okay, I need to, I do need to practice speaking more, and you can find some times to do that in a way that feels good and not too difficult for you. Or maybe you need to do a certain type of speaking, maybe like to give a presentation, or like in the episode 25, we were talking about Toastmasters and public speaking and how that can really help people to overcome some of their fears around speaking. Or maybe it's a vocabulary thing. It is with me. At the moment, my problem with Portuguese is just that I don't have the rich vocabulary that I have in my other languages, and that's what's stopping me. So it could be about that. Or sometimes it's things that have nothing to do with language. It can be like if we're a perfectionist, we were talking about that in the last podcast episode as well, and how sometimes being a perfectionist stops us trying new things, or we try to keep ourselves safe. And linked to that can also be like a fear of rejection as well. So if you're worried that people will reject you because they think your language skills aren't good enough, that can also be something that stops you using those skills or practicing them and developing them. And these things have nothing to do with language itself. So a lack of vocabulary is very much to do with language itself, and it's to do with language learning. But other things like perfectionism or fear of rejection, they're not really to do with the language. They're just brought to the surface more because of the language. So I think it's good to sometimes think, okay, what is preventing me from being the most vibrant version of myself in the other language? And what can I do to, not to fix that overnight, because many of these things can't be fixed overnight, but what can I do to start working on that, or to make my life a bit easier, or to challenge myself a little bit so that these versions of myself can come a bit closer together? And this is something that I'm offering. I have a new course. It's for business owners and freelancers, and it's to look at this. It's to look at discovering your voice in English. So what you have already, maybe some blockages to really being yourself in English. It's an 11-week mentoring program. So it's not an English course in the traditional sense, because most of the people who are at this stage don't need a traditional course. They need some mentoring support with speaking. And that's what I'm offering in this specific course. So at the moment, it is June 2024. So if you're listening to this when the podcast comes out, I am looking for 3 business owners or freelancers to work with me on the pilot project. So to just before this course is launched in September. So I'm looking for people who will give me their feedback and who will also be able to access the course at a slightly a cheaper price. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me. Otherwise, if you're listening in the future, then come back and the course will be on the website. It will be officially launched in September 2024. I will add the link to the show notes page so that you can find out more about the course if it's relevant to you, and what we'll be doing in the different sessions, because a list of the sessions and what we'll cover in them is also on the courses page. But whether or not you're interested in this course, I challenge you to think this week about your voice, how your voice comes across in English, how you communicate in English, how close that is to how you normally communicate, and if there's something you could do to make the way you communicate in English a bit more like the way you communicate generally. And if you have any thoughts on this or anything you want to share, you can send me an email at kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com. Have a great week.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.